What's your full name?
Ward Jarvis.
You have a middle name?
James.
Ward James.
James Warden. Oh.
Where were you born?
In Bryson County.
Where at?
West Virginia. Survey, West Virginia.
Yeah, I was just there. Survey's in Braxton County, huh? It's right on the right on the Calhoun line.
I was born pretty close to Calhoun line, about a mile from it.
Uh-huh. What was your dad's name?
James Jarvis.
And his dad?
His dad was Cy Jarvis. Lived in Oakey, West Virginia.
And his dad?
I didn't know that.
You go back to your grandfather?
Yeah.
Who was your mother?
My mother was a Sears, Melissa Sears.
And her dad was?
Isaac Sears.
Where was he? Where did he live?
He lived in West Virginia on a creek called Walker.
In what county?
In Clay County.
Walker Creek? Is that on the Elk River? Close to Elk River?
No, it's 8 or 10 miles from the Elk River.
Huh.
Back over in the country.
How far back in your family does fiddle playing go?
Well, further than I can remember.
Your dad, James, was a...
He never played, and my mother neither.
But your grandfather played?
Not that I knew of.
So you were the first Jarvis to take it up?
Now, there's lots of Jarvis that plays fiddle. Lots of Sears that play music.
What? How old were you when you got your first fiddle?
When I commenced playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I used to pick a banjo a lot and played with another good fiddler by the name of Sandy. Me and him played for square dances.
What was his name?
Frank Sandy. And we played together for a long, long time. I'd pick a banjo and he'd play the fiddle. And I got my hand all crippled up. I had to quit picking the banjo.
What was that fiddler's name you mentioned? How would you spell that name?
Frank Sandy, S-A-N-T-Y.
S-A-N.
Frank Sandy.
Was he pretty good? Was he pretty good?
Yeah, he's dead now. He's been dead a long time.
Who would you say you took after the most when you started playing the fiddle? I mean, who did you try to learn from?
Oh, I suppose that I played along with that Sandy, Frank Sandy, the most. And I heard a lot of good fiddlers play. Your Dad Haley was one of the best. I played around where he was at.
Where was that?
And a fellow by the name of Hicks, Laurie Hicks, was a good fiddler. And several good fiddlers around.
Where did you see Ed Haley play?
All over in West Virginia, around on Stinson. Around, he used to come over there and play. A fellow by the name of Hicks, Laurie Hicks. Laurie Hicks was a good fiddler.
He lived on Stinson?
He lived on Stinson.
Clay County. Didn't French Carpenter live up on Stinson somewhere?
French Carpenter lived over in a creek called Otter.
Big Otter.
Big Otter over there on the Elk River.
And his dad's name was?
Tom Carpenter.
Was he a fiddle player too?
Tom, yes, he could play the fiddle.
Did you ever hear him?
Yeah. He wasn't a real good fiddler, but he could play. And Saul Carpenter was his dad, and he was a real fiddler, they claim. I never did hear of him. He's been at my dad's a lot of time.
Isn't there some story about Saul Carpenter and way back in the Civil War or something?
Yeah, he was at Camp Chase. That's someplace in Ohio, wasn't it?
That's me.
And they had a fiddling contest. And there's four or five of them played, but they give it in to Saul Carpenter, and he let him come home and give him the fiddle he was playing on, and he brought it home. Now this Tom, I know Tom, he's been in my house a lot of times, used to be. And all them boys, it was Tom and Jess and Amos. Carpenter's his boys, and they could all play a little music. But Saul Carpenter, the claim was real good.
Isn't there a tune called Camp Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to know that, but I plumb forgot. I don't know it anymore.
Did the Carpenters all play that tune? Did that seem to come?
Somebody said they played that tune when he was playing in the camps. But he played for Kadir, I think, when he win that and got to come home. They give him the fiddle he was playing on. And he brung it home with him. I talked to his boys about that.
So the Fork of Deer was the tune he won the contest on?
I think it was.
What about Ed Haley? You said you heard him.
Ed Haley was the best fiddler I ever heard. He's the best fiddler ever I heard play.
And where did he come from?
Well, Ed Haley come from West Virginia, Logan County.
Mm. And he was blind, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what his best pieces were?
No, I can't. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you remember any of the pieces he played?
Well, he played several. He played that Three Forks of Reedy. And he played a lot. He sung a lot when he played, you know.
He did.
But I don't remember the tunes he played. He just played old-fashioned tunes like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Could you play a little bit of that Run Rabbit Run for us?
Yeah, if you play with me, get that guitar. I don't like playing myself.
Okay, we'll wait for him. Well, play it a little bit, and then when he comes, maybe we can try it with the guitar, too. I mean, if you're playing it alone, that way I could learn.
Is that turned on now?
Piece?
Yeah, I learned that piece off of Troy Herdman. He lived here in Ohio, some place up about Columbus or in that country someplace.
I know a good one. It's that Three Forks of Reedy. You try that one?
Wish you'd pick guitar with me.
Okay, we'll do some with the guitar. But this is so I can learn them, you know. And
that tune?
Yeah. It's different. Do you play the Gray Eagle in this key, or do you
bring the high bass?
The high bass for the Gray Eagle. We'll try that later, maybe.
Shall we turn it up there?
Well, we'll try it later. I'll try playing the Turkey and the Straw with you if you want to try that one.
Here's an old tune that you might like. I expect you play it. ¶¶ See him much Fat Sally Ann. That's the only name ever I heard for it.
Try the fork of deer.
Fork of deer.
I ain't played none of them for so long.
Why don't you just name it on there and play one?
Play a little bit of Gray Eagle. Changed so much. That's the way I heard that 50 years ago. But a lot of them old tunes have been changed. A lot. My arm's getting tired.